From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The next year to 18 months will be critical for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. That's the assessment today from Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He tells a Senate panel that's the critical time frame for reversing recent gains by insurgents in Afghanistan.
Right now, the Taliban believe they're winning. 18 months from now, if we've executed our strategy, we'll know they aren't, and they'll know that they can't.
President Obama wants another 30,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan by the fall. Toyota says it's losing tens of millions of dollars in sales amid recalls of its cars, trucks, and SUVs with those faulty gas pedals. The automaker has halted sales of 8 models in the U.S., including Camrys and Corollas, until that problem is fixed. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
Toyota's executive vice president, Shinichi Sasaki, spoke to reporters at corporate headquarters in the city of Nagoya. He said January sales appeared to be down and that Toyota was worried about sales forecasts for this year. Sasaki's comments were the first from Toyota's leadership since the recalls. Akio Toyoda, the company's president and grandson of its founder, has yet to formally comment on the problems. Last month, Toyota predicted global sales would rise 6%, but this estimate did not factor in the impact on sales or the cost of the recalls. And the company now faces lawsuits in the U.S., alleging it ignored evidence of defects in its cars. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The trial of two former Stanford Financial Group executives is underway. They're charged with conspiring to shred company records that were subject to a federal investigation. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Alan Stanford is in federal prison awaiting trial, accused of operating a $7 billion Ponzi scheme. Stanford's chief financial officer, James Davis, has already pleaded guilty and is cooperating with prosecutors. The shredding trial in federal court in Miami involves company records that Bruce Perrod and Tom Raffanello are accused of shredding after a federal judge in Texas barred company executives from destroying financial documents. A week later, Perrod and Raffanello allegedly hired a commercial shredding company to destroy a 95-gallon drum full of Stanford financial paper. Defense lawyers have challenged the validity of the original order barring the document destruction and say it does not pertain to their clients. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The latest snapshot on the health of the U.S. economy, pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors says they rose 1% from November to December in the U.S. The index has moved higher during 9 of the past 10 months. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading higher. The Dow was up 70. This is NPR News from Washington. The Academy Award nominations were announced this morning in Beverly Hills. James Cameron's Avatar and The Hurt Locker lead contenders with 9 nominations each. Up in the Air and The Blind Side were also nominated for Best Picture. A new survey says 1 in 8 Americans received emergency help from a food pantry or soup kitchen last year. That's according to the group Feeding America, the nation's largest emergency food provider. The numbers are a huge jump from 4 years earlier when the group did its last survey. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It's no surprise that more people are relying on emergency food aid. Ever since the economic downturn, food banks and pantries have reported longer lines. But the numbers in the Feeding America survey are striking. The group, which used to be known as Second Harvest, says its network of food banks is now feeding an estimated 5.7 million people every week. That's 1 million more a week than the group served 4 years ago. Of the 37 million people who relied on emergency food aid last year, 14 million were children. Feeding America says its survey of tens of thousands of recipients also found that almost half had to choose last year between buying food or paying for heat and utilities. It says millions of clients are families seeking help for the first time. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The online travel site Expedia has won its fight with the city of Anaheim, California. A judge in Los Angeles says Expedia does not owe the city $21 million in back hotel taxes. Anaheim was trying to collect the money for rooms booked over the Internet. It's the first such case, first such ruling, that is, in California. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.